touch base with our mates at the Melbourne Rebels. The coach, in fact, Tony McGann, is always good enough to join us on a Thursday. He's back again. G'day, Tone.
Hey, Harsh, you well?
Very well, thank you, sir. Great to have you on board. What a win last week, 42-22. It was a game we should have won, but we were very good, Tony.
Yeah, we were. At the back end, we certainly didn't start as well as we would have liked to, and Auckland are a fantastic side, but the players really stuck to their task, and we were good enough to come away at the end.
There's a box, another box ticked, 6 wins for a season for the first time. It's 5 matches remaining. Did you celebrate that milestone?
No, we didn't. We just got straight back to work, really. I suppose the competition itself is so quick, and it just goes so quickly from week to week, and it's a short competition. We've got 5 games to go, so it was back to work early Monday morning, really.
Geez, you're harsh, you coaches, aren't you? Can't even enjoy some of the little milestones along the way. I get your point, though. And you got the Reds tomorrow night at Suncorp, and they're having a pretty rough year as well. What are the areas that you have to be concerned about when you come up against the Reds?
Well, they've made a few changes. They brought in John Connolly, who was the next coach there about 10 years ago, and I really feel that he'll certainly bring a bit of fire and brimstone to what they're doing, and they've certainly been knocked from pillar to post up here in Queensland. So we expect them to have a big backlash at what they're doing. They've got a really good side, but they just haven't been able to put it together on the field so far.
How far ahead do you allow yourself to look, Tone? Is it just that next game, or have you got an eye on what's coming ahead to what you can achieve with the Rebels this season?
Yeah, well, look, we don't really talk about it internally a lot. We've got a really young group at this stage. So I think, what we've done really well this year, we're just really focused on each game. Each game brings different motivation and, the opposition will bring great motivation. But I think, for ourselves, we're really hungry with what we want to achieve, and we know that, where we want to get to. But, the moment is right now for us, and we need to make sure we make the most of it.
We've spoken a fair bit about Geordie, a lot of the young players in the Rebels lineup, but Geordie Reed's performance last week was outstanding, and I heard today that he signed a 2-year extension. You must be wrapped with his performance and his commitment to the club.
Yeah, look, it's fantastic, and Geordie's been certainly a reflection of a lot of our players through hard work. He only got a look in there the last few weeks, but he's bided his time really well. He's been patient. He's been all for the team, and when the opportunity was presented to him, he's just absolutely smashed it out of the park with his performances. So a lot of competition in that area for us. We've got some fantastic players, but he really epitomises what the group's about.
Great to have that news where he's signing on to the end of 2017. Laurie Weeks, is he back this week?
Yeah, Laurie, Mr. Rebel, he's back this week. He's been out for 5 or 6 weeks with a leg injury, and he's been, he's a big part of what we do, not only from playing, but the spirit that he brings. And, Paul O'Neill's been fantastic in playing here the last few weeks, and it's going to be a great battle. In internal competition, which is fantastic for the group of what they both bring. So great to have Laurie back.
Is that a side issue of success or relative success for the Rebels this year, that there is all of a sudden competition for spots as opposed to perhaps previous seasons where it's just been picking the guys you can?
Yeah, it is. They have that internal competition and accountability on each and every player in the squad. It's always good. No, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you've got to earn your spot each week and be able to train and perform accordingly on the weekend, it's only good for the team, and that creates, that, as I said, that really healthy competition week to week, and then it gets displayed on the field because, blokes need to know they need to play well to perform, otherwise if they don't, well, there's someone else there to take the jersey. So that's been a really big part of what we've done, trying to create that depth, and hopefully we can continue.
And I know that you said before that you didn't sort of celebrate the milestone of the 6 wins, but has it been discussed in amongst the change room, amongst the players? Have they spoken about that and putting no ceiling now on what they might achieve through the rest of the season?
Yeah, look, I'm sure it has. Look, we don't dismiss it. We understand, the Crusaders win and the Brumbies win and all of those things because, we recognise it, but we certainly don't go out of our way to make it and be satisfied with where we're at. And I suppose that's the balance. And as I said, with a young group, you need to be careful. You need to, A, you need to acknowledge it, but B, you need to make sure that we, are in that sort of last game, next game mentality, which is important for us, as I said, in a competition that we play in.
And you're in the last third or almost quarter of the season at the moment. Is there from a conditioning point of view, how much are you doing during the week considering the workload that these players have been up against throughout the whole season so far?
Yeah, look, we've certainly changed what we did last year. Last year, we pretty much played on a Friday, had Saturday off, and we pretty much trained Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and played again Friday, which took a lot out of us. Mm. But we just really need to get a really strong base for what we could do, and certainly from a training intensity and standards about what we did. And this year, the group's a year older, are able to, scale that back a bit. We're getting enough contact during the games and what we're doing. We played 4 very physical sides over the last 4 weeks. So Our balance now is to make sure the players are really looking forward to playing on the weekend, which is the whole, you know, position of what we do it for. So to make them hungry and enjoy playing and look forward to playing is really important for us.
Handling errors and turnovers were down last week, Coach. You must have been happy about that.
Yeah, we were. No, look, we're getting better at what we do, and, you know, that's credit to the playing group of the standards that they're driving and how accountable they are. And, you know, most of all, I think our discipline was fantastic. We only gave away 3 penalties last weekend, which is, yep, you know, a huge part of getting a result. And our penalties overall have been about 8, and that comes with confidence and that comes with a lot of trust as well.
It's a great opportunity this week to go again after a record-breaking 6th win last week against the Blues. We've got the Reds tomorrow night at Suncorp. Looking forward to seeing how the Rebels back up after a great week last week. Coach, good luck, mate. We'll be watching.
Thanks, Harv.